Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley. And she is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. As we all try to return to normal, difficult to do in these times, Bobby. And I do thank you for coming back on the line with us here. And I know that your husband, Steve, and you both have been working very hard to, I guess, try to, you know, do what you can, right, to bring us back to some level of normality and some level of what do you want to call it, just...
Well, we like to say, Phil, that it's, you know, a place where we all want to live, which is knowing our place and what America is all about. We think that for much of... I just heard the phone loop go on.
Yeah, we had a technical problem.
We think, Phil, that what we can do at Western Estates Homeowners Association is present leadership. And that's why we're so hurt by what has been happening lately. We had the meeting, and...
Well, you are the president of the Homeowners Association, and you wanted to walk into your meeting with Hail to the Chief playing?
Hail to the Chief is a traditional song played for presidents. And Steve plays it, who is my husband, who's right here.
I play it on a boombox, Phil.
You play it on a boombox?
That's Bobby watching it.
As I walk into our committee meetings, he plays Hail to the Chief. Now, that is a traditional song that is played for presidents. And
but that's a song for the President of the United States. You're the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
That, no, it's a song for presidents. And what I generally do is let the people, the other officers on our committee, sit down. I wait for them all to be seated because I'm... in another room, and I'll look around the corner, and if they're all seated, then I walk in. And Steve, go ahead.
I don't know if you've got it.
We have it here, Bobby.
Yes, Phil?
We have it here. So is it this? You know, this Digicart system is so terrific. Is this the song?
Yes, that's it, Phil. That's it, Phil. Yes. Now,
isn't that a little ridiculous?
No, I don't think it is ridiculous, Phil, because what we need more than anything else is leadership. And we don't have a lot of that right now. At our Homeowners Association, when I walk in,
I'm playing on a boombox.
You're playing this on a boombox?
That's correct, yes, sir.
You're just the president of the Homeowners Association. You're not president of the United States, but you're playing Hail to the Chief?
Phil, we think at this time in our country's going through so many difficult times, we felt that it was appropriate. The homeowners committee members didn't want it. I told them, all right, then the flag stays the way it is.
Now, here's the other part of this problem. You want to be able to walk into your homeowners association meetings with Hail to the Chief playing. Otherwise, the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag will still fly above the American flag?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, now here I got a real problem with that. The American flag doesn't fly beneath any other flag. Okay? The American flag flies above all other flags. For you guys to fly the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag above the American flag in front of your gated community goes against the all protocol and etiquette associated with the American flag.
And we are aware of that, Phil. And we are also aware that we love our country very much. But we feel only in this instance, and this instance only, is it appropriate to have a flag fly above the American flag.
Why?
Because we do feel, and I don't want this taken the wrong way, that we are a little bit better than the rest of America. That's...
Oh, come on, Bobby.
No, Phil, that is how much we love and respect where we live. In fact, if you look at the Western Estates Homeowners Association brochure, it says, Western Estates, we're just a little bit better than you. And what that means is we have a community that, yes, is better than a lot of communities. Yes, is crime-free and trouble-free. And when you come home to Western Estates, you're coming home to two things, luxury and the means to afford even more luxury.
What this flag that you have flying above the American flag, the Western Estates flag, what does it look like?
What does it look like?
What does the flag look like?
It has Western on the top, a state's on the bottom, and then it has our symbol, which is a woman in swimwear holding a $50 bill. What that means, Phil...
What does that represent?
What that represents, Phil, is leisure and the means to afford the leisure. That is Western states. A woman in a bikini and a $50 bill, and I don't know too many guys that have gone wrong with that combination. And so what we're saying really is, Western states, we are a little bit better than you.
Well, I will tell you that as I give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, here on the Phil Hendry Show, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, I am very offended having to, and I haven't been out to Western Estates. You're out in West Hills?
Yes, we are.
All right, I'm very offended to see any flag flying above the American flag. The American flag does not fly below any flag. In fact, as you know, during the opening ceremonies to the Olympics, when other flags pass by the reviewing stand of the respective leader of that nation, they dip their flag.
Mm-hmm.
The American flag is not dipped. The American flag never dips for any leader. Okay?
No, but we understand that, Phil.
Phil, we understand that. We love our country.
Then why would you fly a flag above America, the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag? Why is that flying above America's?
Because only in this instance.
Okay, so in other words, every other gated community in America, they fly their flag below.
Yes, but Western Estates...
But Western Estates flies theirs above because, and I'm reading from the brochure, you're just a little bit better than everybody else.
Phil, there is nothing wrong with feeling like we've got it better than other people in America. And there's nothing wrong...
But to hold the flag hostage, you're saying that you'll keep the flag there unless you get to walk into the Homeowners Association meetings... Hail to the chief. I mean, I'm laughing my ass off.
You know, it's really sad, Phil, at a time like this, that you don't have pride in your country. And
I've got plenty of pride in my country. I love my country. What is you walking into a homeowners association meeting to the sounds of Hail to the Chief have to do with that?
Because the president has asked us to have, you know, Steve?
Have leadership. We have leadership.
This helps all the other members of the Homeowners Association focus on me as the leader. And so when I walk in, there, okay, is that it? Is the host there? Is the host there?
The host is here. Yes, that's your music.
And she walks in. So what happens is, Phil...
All right, hold on. Stop it. Tell me, Steve, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me.
What happens is all the other, like the treasurer and the secretary... And the vice president all sit down, then Bobby comes, and then as soon as they sit down, then we let Bobby come in.
Oh, so Bobby doesn't even walk into the meeting of the Homeowners Association until the vice president, treasurer, and treasurer are sitting down.
That's right.
Then what?
Then I said, she didn't come out of the room where she's peeking around the corner to make sure they sit down. Then she cues me, she points a finger at me.
But I don't even walk in yet, Phil. I let this part play.
What is this, man? South America? I mean...
Right here is where I start walking in. And I know it sounds ridiculous and...
It sounds absolutely asinine.
Well, you know, I'm very hurt by that.
Well, I don't know why you'd walk into a homeowners association meeting because you happen to be the president.
Because it's a song for presidents.
It's a song for the president.
It's a song for the president of the United States. You don't go to a homeowners association meeting... Oh, will you turn it off?
Very appropriate and very tasteful.
No, I will not allow that to be played.
I only walk to the beat of the music and all the others do a little bit of a dip. That's all.
Oh, come on!
The only reason for this, Phil, is because they have had such a terrible time organizing our community and making it a beautiful community. And if they won't let me play Hail to the Chief, then they are going to have to live with the consequences.
And that's having the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag flying above the American flag.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're going to help do it.
Well, you insult America, you insult our flag.
How dare you?
How dare you? You insult America, you insult our flag.
Please be quiet while this...
Will you shut up? You insult America and the flag by having to play Hail to the Chief. You cannot fly that flag, Bobby, above the American flag.
Well, what are you going to... Phil, realistically, what are you going to do about it?
Hey, if I come out to your place some night and I climb up that flagpole...
Then you'll be arrested, and you are... You know something? You're only encouraging vandalism.
You're being very irresponsible.
You're only encouraging vandalism.
Well, in that case, that would be suit me fine. I'm getting a little bit tired of the self-centered nature of the American people and flying your home. And what do you mean it has a symbol with a woman in a bikini holding a $50 bill?
That happens to be our symbol.
We live good. And I love a lady.
Phil, I know you can't climb a flagpole, so don't even...
You know what? Maybe somebody else will. 1-800-449-8686. So if she can't walk into her homeowners association meeting to the strains of Hail to the... Turn that off! To the strains of Hail to the Chief, then their Western Estates Homeowners Association flag stays above the American flag. Can you believe this bullcrap? This is the stuff that goes on in suburban America every single ding-dang day. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I want everybody to know that before we do this... Hold on for just a minute, Ms. Dooley. Before we do this, I did not want to do this. I've been directed to play this music for Ms. Bobby Dooley, who, as the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, says it is her constitutional right to have this played before she is on our show. I protest. Go ahead, play it.
I'm Vice President of the Western States Homeowners Association. Now my wife, who's the President of the Western States Homeowners Association.
I'm now walking over to the phone.
You're kidding, right? Is she kidding?
Now my wife.
Hello?
Are you putting me on? So in other words, you weren't even on the phone.
You know, Phil, I think you're very rude, and I think you're insulting.
I think, well, we've all heard that you are playing Hail to the Chief before you sit down at your homeowners association meetings, and you are flying the Western Estates flag over the American flag. That is a violation of flag etiquette and protocol. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm sitting here listening to...
We love our country, Phil.
You say you love your country, then why are you flying the flag over the... Go ahead, Steve, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, listen. My parents, my dad flew in the Vietnam War.
Is the caller there?
And I'm here in Miami with a highly Cuban population.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of them, I'm sitting here. They're the most patriotic people. I mean, down the road, it's all American flags and million-dollar subdivisions here. And I'm listening to you two idiots.
I beg your pardon.
What point are you from?
I love my country very much.
You love your country?
And
then
yes,
why are you playing Hail to the Chief? I mean, that's for the President of the United States, not for you two idiots.
No, you're wrong. That's any president of whatever.
Say for any president. If you look at it, it says Hail to the Chief. For
Hail
the,
to the
President
Chief.
Of the United States.
It says
that's sitting there in every book there.
That is not my understanding. I have been the president of the Western States Homeowners Association.
Who cares? What does that mean? Does that mean you're better than everybody else?
Why are we hearing this music again?
Because I'm speaking.
I have to say, Bobby, you're insulting my intelligence and the rest of the country.
You know something?
I mean, that was something I would expect from a communist country or something.
I am the chief of the Parent Teacher Organization and the Western States Homeowners Association.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're better than me? Does that mean the deaf flag that you fly is better than the United States of America?
I believe in
freedom and the freedom of speech, but I think you.
All right, I'd like to respond. I'd like to respond, but... Oh, okay, thank you.
I'll turn it off. I'm not playing that every time you're going to respond.
Well, I think the two of you are really missing the point of what President Bush said, and that is...
Bush? Who's Bush?
I said President Bush.
Yeah, President Bush, that's right. Not President Bobby. President Bush.
You know something? Steve, my office, Western Estates Real Estate, is oval-shaped. I demand... And
I wish, to be honest with you, I wish I lived in your subdivision so I could just tell you off.
I'm now walking to the phone.
Who the hell are you?
Steve.
Who gave you the right?
First of all, I don't care. You know, frankly, personally, I don't care if she walks into Hail of the Chief. I don't give a crap. What bothers me is flying that Western Estates flag over the American flag. You do not fly any flag over the American flag. You do not do that, okay? And I don't care.
I agree. You do not do that. That is our flag stands above all other flags.
That's the protocol and the etiquette that is assigned to the American flag. And when you got Western Estates with a woman in a bikini with a $50 bill, if that ain't a hooker.
How dare you?
Well, lady, you ought to redesign that flag.
Hey, the shoe fits, wear it. If the shoe fits, wear it, Bobby.
I designed that flag in association with our Faltacular Steering Committee.
Well, you know what?
I got to tell you, Bobby, then you need to sit down at the drawing board and rethink that. Because to me, I'm walking away from the phone now.
Get the music. I don't want
that
music.
That's like a prostitute on the side of the street flag.
You got a picture of a woman holding a $50 bill over the American flag? I hope somebody climbs your flagpole and burns it down.
Let me tell you something, mister. You're talking to my wife. I kick your butt.
The girl is modeled after Pamela Anderson.
Hey, wait. Who is that, Steve?
Yeah.
You going to kick my butt?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Steve Dooley. You going to kick my butt? I'll tell you what, I'll go over to your flagpole tonight and set fire to it. What do you think of that?
If you do so, we'll call the Los Angeles Sheriff.
I'll go over there and set fire to your homeowners association flag.
You do that, we call Los Angeles County Sheriff.
They'd probably appreciate him doing that, Bobby. Don't you understand that?
I'm getting ready to speak.
Are you out of your mind with that music? Gotta be fruity. 1-800-449-8686. Candace, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes,
and I took note of the threat that you made, Mr. Hendry, and we will have Los Angeles County Sheriff waiting for you.
You think the sheriff is going to keep me from taking your flag down? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Candace.
No, that's okay. You know, I understand, you know, that this woman is an insult to what America stands for. Totally an insult.
I almost died giving birth to my three sons.
You know what? You don't know what it's like to die for a country or to do anything. You have lost the focus of what this is about. It's not about who can afford what. It's about what you can do for your community, not what you can show off, not what you can advertise, nor the glory that you give to yourself. Let me tell you, you have done nothing for this country except insult it.
I would die for the Westernist. I mean, I would die for America.
No, you didn't say that. You said you'd die for Western Estates.
Your Western Estates is nothing but promoting prostitution. What kind of a symbol are you flying to teach your children? You think that teaching children, women hanging out in bikinis on a flag with a $50 bill, is wholesome and American?
It tells people that we live well and we have the means to live.
Live well?
Yes.
Is that living well like prostitution?
When the whole PTA...
How about prostitution is living well?
You know, Phil, it is not prostitution, Candace. It is simply, what's wrong with a woman? What's wrong with a woman?
The American flag. It shouldn't even be hanging with an American flag.
Look, you can flag your stupid flag, but you can't fly it above. And your flag...
Phil, what woman wouldn't appreciate a man who can provide her with money?
I suppose...
I'll tell you what woman would prefer.
You know what, Candace? I get the feeling you don't live in a gated community. I've spoken.
Turn it off.
However,
you live in a gated community?
There is not a single community
you live in Bear Creek?
That would fly a flag above my country's flag. Never.
Let me tell you something. When I walked into the spaghetti factory for our annual PTA meeting, Steve, my husband, brought a boombox and played Hail to the Chief when I walked into the restaurant, and the people turned and were stunned.
Of course, because I think, what kind of fruitcake is this?
That's right, Candace. You nailed it.
Boy, if I could get my hands on either one of you.
Oh, so now you're threatening me, huh? Maybe I'll have the L.A. County Sheriff come out and protect me from you.
So you think they were laughing at me at the spaghetti factory, huh?
Yeah, I think they
were. They're going to come look for you with a white net, girl. Let me tell you, you're out of it. You're out of your freaking mind if you can put that flag above our country's flag that was founded on the death of our relatives.
Steve, I'm done. I'm done. Cue the music. I'm now walking away from the phone.
What an idiot. Phil Hendry Show.